This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns without additional hardware to purchase. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Insurgent Republican Christine O'Donnell won the Senate primary in Delaware. She's a favorite of Tea Party activists, and she had Sarah Palin's backing. Problems snarl the debut of New York's new computerized voting machines. Mayor Michael Bloomberg isn't happy about that. And at City University here in New York, accusations of bias revolve around an unlikely group, Italian Americans. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the Tea Party movement scored another victory on Tuesday. Dissident Republican Christine O'Donnell defeated Congressman Michael Castle in the Senate primary in Delaware. She got 53% of the vote. He got 47%. Republican leaders say her victory complicated the GOP's chances of winning control of the Senate in November. New York tried out its new voting system in Tuesday's primary. Things didn't go smoothly, as Times reporter Alyssa Gutman explains.
Certainly the machines were new, and when you roll out new technology, that's always tough. But many voters complained that the poll workers didn't seem properly trained in the equipment. Some of them were arguing amongst themselves and sort of learning on the job. It was so chaotic that, in fact, Mayor Bloomberg called it a royal screw-up.
Times reporter Alyssa Gutman. Elsewhere on Wednesday's front page, last year's bankruptcy gave birth to two different GMs, and one of them is struggling in the shadow of the other. The old GM is struggling with the scraps that bankruptcy left behind. Thieves have looted empty GM plants in Flint, Michigan. Twice, the security guards have been shot at. The Obama administration is debating whether to make Afghan President Hamid Karzai a more central player in efforts to root out corruption in his own government. That may mean giving Karzai more oversight over investigations, and that, in turn, would signal a shift in strategy for the U.S. Washington once pinned much of the blame for Afghan corruption on Karzai. Now the administration is worried about alienating him and sabotaging the broader campaign against the Taliban. Trade unions called a strike that shut down Calcutta last week. They were protesting inflation and privatization. That's nothing new. Shutdown strikes stop things there regularly. But many Indians say shutdown strikes have become little more than a nuisance. Shopkeepers complain the loudest. They say the shutdowns cost them business. Also on Wednesday's front page, Italian Americans want more affirmative action at City University here in New York. Italian American professors and staffers say they've been passed over for jobs there regularly. They issued a blistering report in June, then they filed a federal discrimination lawsuit. Now some state lawmakers are pushing for hearings into what they see as blatant ethnic bias. We'll go inside Wednesday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns over your car or SUV's audio speaker system without additional hardware to purchase. You can also save several destinations you may use frequently, such as home, and Sync will guide you there. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Inside Wednesday's Times, cyber squatters are muddying the waters for politicians, and often the squatters are other politicians. That's why BobMenendez.com is not the website of Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, but a site that Republican candidate Sharon Angle uses to bash Democrats. She's running against Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid in Nevada. BenQuayle.com has nothing to do with the candidacy of former Vice President Dan Quayle's son, Ben. He's a Republican running for Congress in Arizona. Among the advertisers that have used BenQuayle.com is the Democratic National Committee. The Senate is moving ahead with a bill to aid small businesses. This comes after months of Republican resistance. Two Republican senators joined Democrats in clearing a procedural hurdle by a vote of 61 to 37. That all but guarantees that the Senate will approve the bill itself later in the week. The House has already approved a similar measure. New information about an egg producer at the center of that salmonella outbreak. Congressional investigators say Wright County Egg knew that its Iowa hen houses were contaminated with salmonella as far back as 2008. More than 400 samples taken since then were positive. The outbreak has left more than 1,500 people sick. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.